Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlavi, a scholar, reformer, and defender of Islamic thought. Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlavi, 1746 to 1824, a towering figure in the history of Islamic scholarship in the Indian subcontinent, played an instrumental role in preserving Islamic teachings during a turbulent era of colonial expansion. He was a prominent theologian, jurist, hadith scholar, and one of the most influential religious reformers of his time. Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlavi, a scholar, reformer, and defender of Islamic thought. Shah Abdul Aziz Dehlavi, 1746 to 1824, a towering figure in the history of Islamic scholarship in the Indian subcontinent, played an instrumental role in preserving Islamic teachings during a turbulent era of colonial expansion. He was a prominent theologian, jurist, hadith scholar, and one of the most influential religious reformers of his time. A part of the illustrious family of Shah Waliullah Dehlavi, Abdul Aziz is remembered for his deep commitment to Islamic revivalism, scholarly contributions, and his resistance to British colonial influence. Early life and education. Born in Delhi in 1746, Shah Abdul Aziz was the eldest son of Shah Waliullah Dehlavi, a renowned Islamic scholar and reformer. His lineage was steeped in religious knowledge and reformist thinking. His father's influence on him was profound, and he was trained in various Islamic sciences from an early age. Abdul Aziz's education included mastery over the Quran, hadith, prophetic traditions, fiqh, Islamic jurisprudence, tafsir, Quranic exegesis, and Arabic grammar. Under his father's guidance, he absorbed the teachings of Islamic philosophy and the importance of reconciling traditional knowledge with the socio-political needs of the time. He also inherited his father's intellectual courage and the commitment to resist any ideological encroachments that endangered Islamic principles. Shah Waliullah's legacy and Abdul Aziz's role. Shah Waliullah, Abdul Aziz's father, was a great advocate for renewing the Islamic spirit and thought in the face of the decaying Mughal Empire and the emerging British East India Company. After his father's death in 1762, Shah Abdul Aziz took over the responsibility of continuing his reformist mission. As the head of the Madrasa Rahimiyya, which his father had founded, he became the central figure of Islamic scholarship in Delhi. Shah Abdul Aziz's role was not just as a scholar, but also as a leader who influenced the religious and political trajectory of Muslims in the subcontinent. He broadened the scope of his father's reformist ideas by addressing the challenges posed by the colonial powers, primarily the British, who had started consolidating their influence in India. Scholarly contributions. Shah Abdul Aziz's scholarly output was vast, encompassing a wide range of Islamic sciences. His most famous work is Tafsir-e-Azizi, a comprehensive Quranic exegesis. This was a major contribution to Islamic literature, aiming to make Quranic knowledge more accessible to the common people, allowing them to understand Islamic principles directly from the source. His Fatwa on British India is perhaps one of his most controversial and historically significant rulings. In this fatwa, Shah Abdul Aziz declared that India had become a Dar al-Harb, abode of war, after British dominance was established. He believed that Muslim rulers no longer had political control over India, which fundamentally altered the legal and social obligations of Muslims living under non-Muslim rule. This fatwa later became a cornerstone in the resistance against British rule and influenced movements like the Deoband School and the eventual struggle for independence. He also wrote extensively on hadith and fiqh, contributing to the consolidation of Islamic legal thought in the region. His works on hadith, such as Fatawa-e-Azizi and Siraj-ul-Hidayah, are considered valuable contributions to the understanding of Islamic jurisprudence in South Asia. Religious reform and revivalism. Shah Abdul Aziz was a pivotal figure in the revivalist movement in India. He was not only concerned with religious education, but also with the broader social and political conditions of the Muslims. He believed that Islamic teachings were being neglected, and that a return to the pure form of Islam, as practiced during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, PBUH, and his companions, was necessary. His efforts were aimed at protecting Islamic thought from the influences of Western colonialism and what he perceived as cultural and religious degeneration within Muslim society. He encouraged Muslims to hold on to their religious identity, and his teachings laid the groundwork for future Islamic movements that sought to protect the integrity of the Muslim community against both internal and external threats. Political resistance and the British rule. One of Shah Abdulaziz's most notable legacies was his stance against British colonialism. He recognized early on that the British presence in India was not merely an economic or political threat, but also an ideological one. His famous fatwa, which classified British India as a Dar al-Harb, underscored the need for Muslims to rethink their relationship with the British rulers. This fatwa was revolutionary as it framed British rule not just as a loss of Muslim sovereignty, but as a direct affront to Islamic law and ethics. It laid the intellectual groundwork for resistance movements in the 19th century, including the Deobandi movement, which emerged as a powerful voice for Islamic education and resistance to British authority. Influence on later Islamic movements. Shah Abdul Aziz's influence transcended his own lifetime. His ideas continued to inspire Islamic reformers and activists throughout the 19th and 20th centuries. The Deoband movement, one of the most significant Islamic reform movements in South Asia, was heavily influenced by his teachings. His emphasis on religious education, his critique of colonialism, and his fatwa on British rule were key factors in shaping the political and religious landscape of the Indian subcontinent. In addition to the Deobandi movement, his influence can also be seen in the Ahl-e-Hadith movement, which called for a return to the original sources of Islam, free from the innovations and practices that had crept in over centuries. Shah Abdulaziz's scholarly work and his commitment to Islamic revival were instrumental in giving shape to these reformist movements. Legacy. Shah Abdulaziz Dehlavi passed away in 1824, leaving behind a rich legacy of scholarship and resistance. His intellectual contributions, particularly his works on tafsir, hadith, and fiqh, remain highly regarded in Islamic scholarship. His political ideas, especially his fatwa on British rule, had far-reaching consequences, influencing generations of Muslim scholars and activists. In the history of Indian Islam, Shah Abdulaziz stands as a bridge between the classical Islamic tradition and the modern challenges posed by colonialism and cultural change. His life and work were a testament to his deep commitment to preserving Islamic identity and resisting foreign domination, making him a central figure in the intellectual history of South Asian Islam. Our conclusion. Shah Abdulaziz Dehlavi's impact on the Indian subcontinent's religious, political, and intellectual life was profound. As a scholar, he left a lasting imprint on Islamic jurisprudence and Quranic interpretation. As a reformer, he sought to renew the Islamic spirit in a time of crisis. And as a political thinker, his ideas laid the groundwork for resistance to British colonialism. Shah Abdulaziz Dehlavi remains an enduring symbol of Islamic scholarship, religious revivalism, and anti-colonial thought in the history of South Asia.